Hello, listeners. I'm Allie, and this is Quad Pro Quo. As always, I'm joined by my three co-hosts, Tammy.
Hello.
Matt.
Bonjour.
And
Bonjour.
Guido.
Hello.
We are a film podcast inspired by the quid pro quo scene in Silence of the Lambs. Each month, we pick a theme, and each week, one of us picks a movie that falls within that theme. And we're starting the month of November, which is Foreign Movie Month, picked by Matt, the birthday boy. We each have to do a foreign language movie, cannot be a foreign movie that's in English. Dubbing all, does not count.
All subs, no dubs.
All subs, no dubs.
That'd be a better theme title, all subs, no dubs.
Okay, well, I can just call it that. Sounds good.
But, yes? Maybe on Tubi, the movie that I watched was dubbed.
Did you watch the right movie?
What movie?
Oh, no, Tammy, not again.
No, high tension, you can watch it, and it's you can watch it dubbed.
Yeah.
I hate dubbed movies.
The movie I watched on Tubi, it was dubbed.
Was it Bahubali?
You can turn off the dubbing, though.
Oh, well, I watched it dubbed.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
But it wouldn't go with the name of the theme month.
The first time you watched it was appropriate.
Yes.
Matt, are you excited for the last year of your 30s?
Ooh.
What are you going to do with it?
Same thing I do every night, Pinky. Try and take over the world.
Were your 30s dirty?
No.
No?
Not at all?
No.
What are you doing in your hoardy 40s?
I don't know. Maybe I'll go out to the French countryside or something and just murder a shit ton of people.
Really?
Your midlife crisis?
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
I'll just brain someone with a boudreau or a boudoir, I mean.
A boudoir?
Yeah. Oh, scissor-like? In sheer?
Yeah.
With a straight razor?
Well, it was like a bookshelf or something like that.
Armoire?
There we go. Yeah, boudoir is the bedroom.
Put the book on the Davenport.
Yes. Oh, well, speaking of dying horribly in the French countryside.
He doesn't want to get into his 40s.
No, he doesn't. I went with France because most of the foreign movies I've seen are either Asian horror or French horror or weird French movies I had to watch in French class all throughout high school.
That's fair.
So my movie came out in 2003, June 18th, 2003. That was the release date in France. It technically didn't come out in the States till like a couple years later. It's directed by Alexander Aya. He also did the Hills Have Eyes remake, and he did Piranha 3D. Saw in the theater, by the way. So it's starring, I don't know how to say this person's name, just one name, like Cher. It's Ma Wen, is how I'm going to say it.
Ma Wen.
And Cécile de France.
Cécile de France.
It is High Tension, or Haute Tension. And the drink I have paired with my movie is champagne. This is champagne. It is Veuve. It is Veuve Clicquot.
Ooh.
So it comes from champagne.
So it comes from the Champagne region of France.
Yes. Excellent. Anything else is just a sparkling white wine.
Exactly. So cheers. That's why there's so many bubbles.
Fancy.
It
bubbles.
Is delightful.
Love it.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with some love.
It's very good.
That's some celebration chants right there. Mm-hmm.
My grandmother watched the movie that they made about the Veuve heiress. Like, she basically, like, inherited the winery from, like, her husband that died.
Uh-huh.
And how it was, like, because it's a very, very old winery. I think it's, like, from the 1700s or something like that. And how she, like, completely made it the way it is today. Like, this name that's respected in France and everything like that. She said it was really good.
I thought you were going to say she watched this movie.
I would never tell Mimi to watch this movie.
I thought you were going to. It's like Mama.
No.
Oh.
Mimi's never been a horror person other than, like, Hitchcock.
Is this the big
Is this
turn?
Horror?
Yes.
Slasher.
Well, slasher is a subgenre of horror.
Oh.
This movie is
if that's how
considered the start of the French extremist horror movement.
Or French gore porn.
You could call it French gore porn. I don't really think it's gore porn because I think there's a good story behind it. I find gore porn to just be like...
No story?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, let's just like disgustingly kill people in the weirdest ways we can think of. You know, like when that girl in Hostel with the eye that you always bring up all the time?
Well, yeah, she couldn't move until he clipped her eye off. It's just bizarre to me. Like, what's paralyzing you, bitch? Fuck. Move, dangle that fucking eye out the front door. What do we got to clip it off for?
I agree.
So, yeah, like, what's her name in An American Werewolf in Paris when she had her eye pop out and she was just like,
I can't move unless you cut it.
No one knows that reference because no one saw that movie.
So you, so would this be gore porn, but that's not disgusting?
Wait
no,
a second.
I just
like, have I don't, I, there's a story with this. I get
would
that.
Would you say it's soft gore
but
porn?
It's gross.
Gore
oh, it's
porn?
Super gross, but I think like, when I think gore porn, I just think like.
I like soft gore porn.
We'll say soft core. gore. Soft gore porn.
So like
new subgenre.
Terrifier is gore porn.
Terrifier is gore porn.
That's hardcore gore porn.
Yes, it is.
That's hardcore porn.
This, I love it. This movie does have like a sexual aspect to it, which is super gross in it. But I also think like gore porn, like if we're looking at Hostel, it's like, okay, so we're going to show how these people are dying in disgusting ways, but let's also just throw in tits everywhere. Like it's just like, titties.
On board.
Which doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
This movie is considered one of the starts of the French extremist horror movie genre, and then after that, Martyrs is a big one.
That came on after this.
Inside, which is
I didn't watch that.
If you are pregnant or have children, do not watch that movie, because that is a rough one.
I read the synopsis of it, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to put on Love is Blind instead.
It's really, really, really bad. This movie had a budget of $2.5 million and a box office of $6.8.
Is that the U.S. one? Or?
No. So they thought it was going to do better. It was going to do better than it did in the U.S. So they put all this money behind it to promote it in the U.S. Like, that's how I remember being excited about it. I was excited to see this movie. And then it just never really picked up. And it only has a 41% on Rotten Tomatoes. So something interesting about the woman in the movie, Mahwin, the one who plays Alex, whose home they're going to. Mm-hmm. She was married to Luc Besson.
Ooh.
And you also might know her as the blue alien in The Fifth Element.
Is that her?
That's her.
She's
the diva. She's the diva.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
So I'm assuming he was with her.
She does have big lips.
And then left her to marry a almost barely legal Mila Jovovich.
Mm. How old was she when they
She
met?
Was young. Yeah.
Wow. Well, no, I meant how old was this one?
I don't know. No, she was young. So she's the alien diva in The Fifth Element.
That's cool.
I thought so too, actually.
That's a fun fact.
Yes.
That is a fun fact.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Around the room, had you seen this movie?
Nope.
Guido? No.
When you said it, I thought it was a knockoff of Cliffhanger starring Jean-Claude Van Damme or something.
Oh, like High Tension Wires.
No, still French, though.
Cliffhanger's French?
No, Jean-Claude Van Damme is.
No, he's not. He's from Brussels.
Yeah.
He's Belgian.
Excuse me?
He's the muscles from Brussels.
I thought it was a Frenchman.
Well, they
speak French. But he's not from France. He's from Belgium.
Do you see my American confusion?
Yes, you're very confused. Yes. They speak a few languages in Belgium, but I would say he probably speaks quite a few languages. Matt?
No, I thought this was a Hitchcock movie.
You did? It does have a Hitchcockian kind of a name.
I remember one of the first French movies I ever saw was Cachet, and that kind of swore me off French cinema for a while until I had to take like an international like film class, which is where I got my like love of this and why I wanted to do this. But like I never saw like the the new wave stuff like Truffaut or
I had to watch all that stuff.
Godard, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I kind of just stayed away from France, but I was really interested in this, and especially when you were like hinting that there was some scissoring.
No.
There's scissoring in this?
There's no scissoring.
What? No. Yo, bring up the deleted scene.
There's no scissoring.
I mean, yeah, because we watched the...
Scissor me timbers.
There's the dream of it.
There's the bean flicking.
Yeah.
And there's a boobie. You see boobies.
There's the dream of a scissoring.
I don't think there's a dream of a scissoring.
In that chick's mind.
Well, she's... Yeah, I mean, she's like in love with the friend.
She's
yeah.
in love with her friend.
Yeah, yeah, but like, we don't really see the scissoring.
No, but the dream is there.
I could have picked that French movie where there's a 20-minute scissoring scene.
And hold on.
Blue is the warmest color.
Is that the name of the film?
Yes.
It's legit
20 minutes long.
I'm just taking notes.
It's a 20-minute long lesbian sex scene, and they scissor for like 5 of these 20 minutes. It's wild. It just never stops.
Dude, that's fascinating behavior.
That's also why I told you.
Fascinating behavior.
That's also why I told you you should watch The Handmaiden.
Oh, there's scissoring in that.
Excellent.
Asian scissoring.
There's like
what?
There's like full on Asian 69ing.
Yeah, it's wild. That movie's
Asian
wild.
69ing?
Yeah.
Yeah, like they just.
That's not regular 69ing. They're hanging from the ceiling.
Really?
The movie ends
bondage.
With. The movie ends with them.
Asian
like,
people?
Yeah.
They do that?
No, I don't want to ruin it for you. So, no. I can't ruin the ending.
Every
of that
time
movie.
I watch Asian porn.
Which is often.
Is it often? Are you doing it often?
I can't anymore.
They blur everything out.
It's the sound.
They sound
like they're
crying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's true. Like, are you being hurt? They are a little whiny.
Are you hurting?
You should stop having sex if it hurts.
Yeah.
If it hurts, you should stop. Very tiny vaginas.
I don't want to hear someone in pain.
Like but that. But don't cry, honey.
Aren't big. What are we doing here? Are they bottoming out?
I thought they just sounded like.
And their faces look so sad, like they're in pain.
Well, they're doing porn. I mean, I'm sure they're probably not in a great place emotionally.
I don't want to watch someone.
They're working.
Honestly, that.
They're paying for college.
Some people like
isn't faking it.
Yeah. Ask Riley Reed.
Like, maybe you fake it.
She's married now with kid.
Good for her.
Yeah. Well, let's start. College girlfriends, girls that are friends, Marie, Maddie. And
she reminds
Alex.
Me of Lily from my movie from last month. She looks like Kit.
Oh, she does kind of look like Kit. Yes.
Yeah.
Lori Petty.
Lori Petty.
I think you said Lily. I'm sorry.
I did. Lori Petty.
She does kind of look a little bit like Lori Petty.
And the way that she like carries herself too.
So they're on their way to stay at Alex's parents' house for the weekend. This movie does take place in like the south of France, although it was all filmed in Romania.
See? Confusing.
I know.
Lies. Deception.
So we get a little road trippy scene. They're listening to some weird French pop music. It's probably Johnny Depp's ex-wife. They get to this beautiful country house. We also get a quick scene of a dude fucking a head in his truck.
Something I noticed, both of the eyes were in that head, and so were the teeth. So I can't imagine that, you know, the teeth, he was using the mouth.
So he's using the neck hole?
I think he was fucking that neck hole.
Yeah, he was using
Then it makes you, do you think he like spun it around?
Okay, I'm good.
Like a top?
I don't know.
I'm good.
But we see the truck. It looks like the van from Jeepers Creepers. And we hear this guy, like, we think he's jerking off. But then he finishes. And then he takes the head and drops it out the window. I thought...
By the hair.
To be honest, in my opinion, something that could go the distance with the gross out factor is when they show the head, like, having just, like, a little bit of white coming out somewhere.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been great. But that's okay. I'm not Alexander Aya, so...
Okay.
Okay. So the girls make it to Alex's parents' house. She has a little brother who's dressed up like a cowboy. The mom's already in bed. She takes her little brother, puts him to bed. Everyone goes to bed.
It must be super late.
I think it is. They've been driving like all day. Yeah. I'm one of those people that think like France isn't that big and probably doesn't take that long to get around when it's really quite a large country. So if they're coming from like Paris, because they're coming there to basically like study for the weekend. I think they're going to be like taking their law school tests or something like that.
They're studying each other's bodies.
Yeah.
Their butts.
I don't think the one Alex doesn't think that way.
No, she doesn't.
But the other friend definitely.
Yeah.
If she was given the opportunity, she would totally.
Oh yeah. She's outside smoking a cig. She looks up. Alex is in the shower, so we see some boobies. Very
hot.
Very nice French boobies.
Boyer.
And then.
Les bosons creep.
Everyone's asleep. Marie is listening to music and, you know, doing some bean flicking upstairs.
As you do. The old spank bank.
Yep. So she hears the doorbell ring. Oh, there also is a dog. There's a chien.
A chien?
That's French for dog.
Oh, it's like, is that like a papillon?
No, it's just
a bichon.
Chien in French is dog.
A Great Dane.
Yeah, no, it's like a Saint Bernard. It's a huge dog. Yeah, yeah.
It's actually Jean-Claude Van Damme.
It is? Mm-hmm. The muscles from Brussels?
Well,
the dog?
He was the original predator. He's big into animal work.
So her dad enters the door, and it's a gross, dirty man who was doing the head fucking earlier. He kills the dog.
He hurts the dad first.
Well, he slashes the dad in the face, and then he kills the dog. But we don't see him actually kill the dog. We see the dog's dead body. So
they saved
thank
us
you very
from
much.
Seeing that. Thank
then
you.
Then he takes the dad's head, who's still alive, and he puts it through the spindles of the
banister.
Staircase.
Because the dad was trying to escape.
And then,
because, you know, he's all immobilized because he's like.
He's been slashed in the face.
And he's bleeding out
yeah.
and everything. And then,
going into shock.
And obviously.
Then, and then the guy grabs him, puts his head
through the spindles.
Through the spindles.
And then takes an armoire and decapitates the dad by slamming the arm. It's quite awesome.
It's fucking sick.
Yeah, it's a really cool death scene.
As if the head being tossed out the truck window
yeah.
didn't give you an idea what you were fucking in for, and or the, you know, the face slashing and the dead dog dying. It's this scene where we're like chopping heads off in sheer, just like,
yeah,
just like in the face. Fucking sick. It was awesome.
And the killer's going up the stairs. Marie can hear all of this up because she's kind of up in the highest room, like in the attic sort of. I like this part because when she tries to hide, there's like stuff like you think of when you watch a horror movie, like her like making sure the faucet is dry, so
and her
like,
bed is
and,
made
and the bed is made and like,
she's pretty just thoughtful.
That, yeah, like that sort of stuff. Yep. And then he even, when he's looking around the room, he like touches his finger to the faucet.
Yeah.
And it's like drippy. So he's like, oh, there's someone probably in here. So Maddie creeps downstairs and she finds Alex chained in her bedroom. She says she's going to find help. She sneaks into the parents' room to find a phone. God, her trying to lift that heavy ass armoire.
What was that gag that was in Alex's mouth?
I don't know. It's like, I don't know what that was.
It was almost like, you know how you used to have those bike locks?
Yes. It looked like a bike lock. Chains. Yes.
The chains that would go on your bike locks, mm-hmm. but it was like a heavy one.
And it was wrapped in like a rubber kind of.
Oh, the steel cable.
Yeah.
But it had a silicone jacket on the outside.
Yes, exactly. That,
yes, yes.
Because she had chains wrapped around her ankles. So Guido and I were having a conversation the other day about the zombie apocalypse and whether we would survive or not. And I was pretty sure that I would be dead. But like in a situation like this, if we were in a situation like this, would I survive?
Yeah, let's save that zombie thing for a later date.
I would survive the zombie, but this situation, I think I would have lived. I was the dad.
Well, I would never have answered the door.
This fucking dad. I don't know, man.
This fucking guy. Not a good guy.
Listen, it's a recurring element. It's integral to any horror movie. They die in harebrained fucking maneuvers. Like, I'm going to run through this forest in a straight line.
Oh my God.
I'm going to trip and fall and get stabbed. Or don't open the fucking door.
I would never have opened the door. We've already seen how far out they live. And then just your doors ringing. Like, I understand, like, you want to help somebody whose car broke down. But it's the middle of the fucking night. Do not open that door. The guy would have gotten in anyway. But, you know.
And make sure all your doors are locked. Like,
exactly.
The fucking basement door.
Exactly. So, she hides in the closet and she witnesses the killing of Alex's mother. Alex's younger brother.
Brutal.
Very brutal. The brother escapes the house, but is followed into like the cornfields by the killer and this shot again. We don't, you know,
Mildred.
This poor kid.
He shouldn't and have done
the that. At least mom. He was just shot, not decapitated by an armoire.
And he cut off her hand.
Yeah.
What was the significance of cutting her hand off again?
He was gonna jerk off with it later.
Probably.
Is that why?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I feel like it was because he sliced her throat.
It's very graphic. Yeah.
And then he sliced her sternum.
Autopsy.
And then you could hear it splitting. Like, it was very auditory.
It's French extreme.
And then her hand was gone. Like, her hand was completely severed from her. So I feel like there was significance there.
I don't know. I didn't find anything about it, but maybe.
The crackling of the sternum.
He just wanted to truss her up like a turkey.
Yeah, it could be something like that. So,
he was gonna make a cloak of him. Because she was grabbing the phone.
Yes.
So he was punishing her for grabbing the phone.
And I'll just cut your hand off. So Alex is dragged into the killer's truck. Again, looks like the truck from Jeepers Creepers. Marie sneaks into the truck with a butcher knife and hides there with Alex.
Don't worry. I'm here to help.
Yes.
Don't worry. I am here to help.
Don't.
I am.
This is when you're a hero.
And this is where I started to get like suspicious.
You did?
Because
she was
I'm not
stoked to see her.
Why are you
not stoked to see her?
Why are you not fucking untying your friend?
Well, what are they going to do? The truck, the door's chained, bitch.
No, what are you untying?
But your friend is chained up in a bedroom. You're like, oh, I will be back. Your friend is in the back of a truck. I will be back. Like,
it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's twice now.
Yeah.
Your ass could have untied her and got her ass out. Why are you not ungagging her?
We will find out.
Because then it'll look like she was getting help.
It's fucking...
Is this your first horror movie?
No, but it's not obvious at this point.
No, it's not.
And you know it.
No, it was the truck driver's tits that did it for me.
The truck driver's tits that did it for you?
Titties. So, the killer stops at an all-night gas station to refuel his truck. Mali hands Alex the knife and sneaks into the gas station before him. Are you getting tired of me saying Mali?
No, I like it.
And it's not a gas station. It's a petrol station.
Petrol.
Wait, that's a different country.
Well, I just like to say petrol.
I feel so bad for this little man.
I know.
Just say gasoline. Gasoline.
While hiding behind a row, she witnesses the killer talk for a while to the convenience store clerk before paying for the fuel. And then when the clerk goes to one of the locked shelves to, like, get a bottle of whiskey for the guy, for the killer viciously kills the clerk with a fire axe. We get a lot of very awesome murder tools in this movie. A bureau, fire axe.
Why do they sell a fire axe at this convenience store? Did they sell
it? No.
It was in the emergency
thing.
Yeah.
Not to mention, this store has a lot of stuff. It's like
It sold like a chainsaw and shit in there. Like, wasn't he perusing the store and there was like random tools in there?
Yeah, they had rope in 24-inch sections.
It wasn't, because it's a gas station, but it's like a lot of stuff. It's like there's
shovels.
But I think it's also where trucks stop, so you would sell that kind of stuff.
And they usually have dead hookers that they need to get rid of.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You need body disposal stuff on
hand. Did you hear about that robbery at the Louvre?
No, please tell me. Oh yeah, the crown jewels are gone.
They broke in.
They got away on a scooter.
Not the British ones. They're from all these different like heads of family in Europe and stuff like that.
The French crown jewels.
They're already.
They got in. They pulled everything off in 7 minutes, and they had chainsaws.
Where's George Clooney?
Chainsaws.
That's awesome.
George Clooney wouldn't. Danny Ocean wouldn't use a chainsaw.
No, that's way too.
That's not refined enough.
Yeah. So
unless it was Ocean's High Tension.
Was there? Was there string cheese? Wrappers left.
Stop it. That's admissible. Moving on.
Okay.
Well, this is a French movie, so there probably is cheese somewhere. People eating fromage.
No string cheese.
No string cheese.
There's plenty of brie.
Paléo.
After the killer drives away, he goes to take a piss. He drives away. Marie tries calling the police, but becomes frustrated and hangs up. Then Marie takes the clerk's car keys and chases the killer down a deserted road. And
what
the killer,
a good friend.
I know, but not good enough to untie your friend. The killer notices Marie following him and rams into Marie's vehicle. Do we know what kind of car this was?
A Citroën.
Is it a Peugeot?
It's a Citroën.
A Citroën? I feel like there was a Peugeot in a movie we were watching. I can't remember which one it was. So.
Porky's.
It's always Porky's with you.
It was no Peugeot.
When I brought Amelia to the Grove for the playground, there was a couple there with three children speaking French.
Oh, I thought you were going to say watching Porky's. I was like, why were they watching Porky's at the park? That's weird.
You know what? They were probably from Brussels, Tammy. Yeah.
They were speaking French.
How the fuck?
I don't know where they
were
from, but they were speaking French.
That's nice.
It was probably Romania. You don't know.
It was Romanian.
It's definitely not Romanian. You can't really confuse those two, I don't think.
Okay, Matt.
So he pushes her car off the road. She's injured. She's got like a minor head wound. And then she runs on foot. Marie runs into the forest and the killer follows her. Eventually, Marie mortally wounds the killer with a pole that has barbed wire wrapped around it. What did you say it was?
Sick.
What was that word you used earlier?
Ret stick.
Oh, you said killed with a bureau or what? A boudoir. I thought that's what this was. I was like, oh, is that what that stick is with the barbed wire around it?
She stuck it.
No, it's a Rat Basher 9000.
It's very Negan. Negan from The Walking Dead.
He's a really cool character from a show I didn't watch.
He beats people with a baseball bat wrapped in barbed wire. So Marie inspects the body. He grabs at her throat. So Marie suffocates him with a plastic bag. And after that, she makes her way back to the truck. Meanwhile, the police investigating the gas station murder view the in-store videotape. And who killed the store clerk?
My grandfather.
No, Marie.
What?
She's the killer.
What?
What a twist.
Did M. Night Shyamalan write this shit?
You know what?
I was genuinely surprised when I saw this movie.
I knew it as soon as I saw the
non-scissoring.
I knew as soon as I saw the way that she looked at the dad. She's like, "Nice to meet you."
I knew it. Yeah.
As soon as I saw,
she's like a creepy fucking. She was fucking obsessed with her in the car.
She was
the car ride there. She had no intentions on studying. You could tell.
You could tell that there was a snail trail on that decapitated head that was tossed out the truck.
Yep.
She was.
No, I think that was a red herring.
It was a red herring.
That was to distract us.
Yeah, that. Like, but that's the thing. Like, I'm having trouble.
This is the director being like, what if I show someone fucking in their esophagus?
Yeah,
I'm having.
And the dick is slapping against a teeth.
That's what I'm having a hard time connecting is the truck and the dude to Melly.
I know.
Like, where did that truck come from?
She's a butch lesbian. That's what what she thinks.
Do you think she feels like a big dude trucker?
Well, obviously the guy doesn't exist, but the truck does. I think personally it's just a truck from the farm.
Or is it a truck driver that exists, but it's not real?
No, the truck driver does not exist.
Right.
Okay.
We see him because in Marie's head, she is being chased by this person. But he's not real. And I think the truck was just a truck that was on the farm property.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that.
So the whole thing with him fucking the severed head, I think that's just for fun. You know.
Okay.
Just a little something. Just a little something for the viewers.
Oh, France.
I know.
You. Because we do get a flashback of, you know, the father getting killed by Marie.
Yes.
And not of the man killing.
Correct. She's the one that's been killing everybody.
So that was our hint there.
It's funny, I think it's interesting that she can move that bureau no problem, but if she's being chased by truck man, you know, she's struggling to move that armoire.
Yes.
The pieces of furniture she struggles with, but when she is...
These giant French pieces of furniture. Okay, so Marie unties Alex, and as soon as Alex is free, she threatens Marie with a knife and accuses her of butchering her family. Alex slashes Marie's face and stabs her in the stomach before running into the forest. Yep, Marie, aka the killer, chases Alex with a concrete saw. Again, very exciting murder weapons.
And they start instantaneously, too. All 120 pounds of this lady is just...
She's tiny.
...running around with this saw. And yeah, the first pull. No priming. Yeah. It had fuel in it.
Alex finds a road and flags down a car, this poor man. As Alex is climbing into the car, Marie appears brandishing the concrete saw. Marie shoves the concrete saw through the windshield and disembowels the driver.
Sick.
Yeah, it was... pretty gnarly.
Fucking brutal.
This is probably the worst part. A stray piece of glass slices Alex's Achilles tendon.
Yeah, it's always intense.
I vividly remember her pulling that big shard of glass out of her ankle and just screaming because it's so painful every time I see it. Every time I see it, it's awful. Anything involving the Achilles is just fucking worst.
Because it's like a rubber band.
Yeah. I don't even like thinking about it.
Yeah, it snaps right up your calf, doesn't it? They gotta make an incision 12 inches higher to just put some forceps on it and pull it down.
It's a brutal recovery.
So is it handy.
I'm sure. So Alex takes a crowbar from the car's toolbox and crawls along the road. Marie forces Alex to tell her that she loves her and kisses her.
Gag.
Hot. Yum.
It's like a nice, dirty, bloody kiss.
Where does she kiss her?
On the
whispering eye.
The south mouth. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Just some cunnilingus in the middle of the forest with a cut Achilles. Well,
didn't you used to have a mustache?
Ugh.
It burned off because of the friction.
Oh my gosh.
The French did invent all this.
Yes,
stuff.
They did. While engaged in the kiss, aka scissoring, Alex lunges the crowbar into the killer's chest. Plunges the crowbar. That's weird. And through her back while the killer proclaims how she'll never let anyone come between them.
Yes. And this is the quote from the beginning of the movie.
Yeah,
as well.
We get this kind of flashback. The final scene shows Marie in a psychiatric hospital room.
Oh, this is the high tension.
And Alex watching her through a one-way mirror. Marie grins and reaches for Alex, aware that she's behind it. And that's the end.
And then, well, she jumps at her.
Yeah, she does. It's God. Very scary.
It was a high tension moment, for sure.
So some fun facts. The film is set in the south of France, but it was shot entirely in Romania due to budgetary reasons and the availability of similar locations.
Yeah, not a lot going on.
Well, they do a lot of
French going on.
They do a lot of filming in Romania. It's an old European country.
It's like when they try to film in the Northeast.
Romania.
They just go to Toronto instead.
Or Atlanta. Atlanta's now a big one.
Yeah.
Because like Weapons is supposed to take place in Pennsylvania, but that is Atlanta. That is Georgia. That movie was filmed in Georgia.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. The camera used during the car attack scene got so much fake blood on it during shooting that when it was being used on another film, fake blood oozed from it during the focusing of a shot.
Ew.
I know. And that's my pick.
Sweet.
So around the room, other than my French champagne being amazing, would you pass this movie? Matt.
Oui. Oh. C'est bon.
Les poissons.
Nah, I really like. I honestly did not see that coming until they showed the footage of the, you know,
from the convenience store.
From the convenience store. I was like, yeah. What? Because I guess, like I said, I kept saying I was hyper fixated on the who we thought was the killer, and then also how is that? Like he said, how is that 100-pound soaking wet woman able to carry that giant concrete?
I know.
But it was like you said. It was French, it was extreme, and it was horrific.
Yes.
So, checked all those boxes.
Woohoo! So. Guido?
Oh, I liked it. I mean, it seems like stretched in some parts where, like, we need a scene. All we have is a premise, so we need to put some scenes in here. Like, the fucking gas station scene was just like, you're gonna kill a guy.
Yeah.
This is gonna be a scene where you're gonna murder someone that has nothing to do with the story, and we're gonna show off our awesome gore effects.
Yeah.
And, like, and then in that regard, it's like, yeah, it's definitely a precursor to a movement or a genre.
Yeah.
And that's not why I like it. Liked it, but it was something I noticed. I liked it because it was fucking gross.
It is.
And it had pretty French women in it. And yes. It was gross. And a guy got fucking decapitated with, like, heavy moving object with a 90-degree corner on it.
Yes.
Cuts it off in sheer. Like, you're cutting paper. You know what I mean?
It is one of the better death scenes in recent history, in my opinion.
And anytime there's a death, and I'm like, sick! That's a fucking winner, man. That's good. That's good movie.
I had forgotten.
The movie gave good movie, and I passed it.
Guido's like, hey, that armoire was not made at Ashley Furniture.
No.
No, it stood up.
That was high quality.
That was French country craftsmanship.
Is this French mahogany?
Yeah. That armoire is probably like 200 years old.
Well, when she was trying to hide and she was trying to lift that bookcase, I was like, what is in this thing? Why is it so heavy?
And now you're like, why is it heavy now? It wasn't heavy then.
It was probably her concrete saw.
Yeah.
That she just had.
Tired. Or that's where she hides it.
Tammy?
I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the twist. I enjoyed the little clues that I was given as we went along. The gore was top notch. I thought that the old man was disgusting.
Absolutely gross.
And
he looked like he smelled.
He looked like he smelled, like you really got close to him. He was filthy.
Yeah, he was gross.
He was hairy. Drinking and driving. And then why did you clean your blade when you were done? You didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You were a filthy person, but you're going to clean your blade when you were done with it.
He's like pouring booze, like, on people.
That's the type of person that brags
about
how many hard-boiled eggs they can eat.
Ugh, God.
And then
that guy eats a lot.
I don't know. Farts. And then he's like leaning over the counter at the gas station, and he's got blood all over his face. Like, you kind of got a feel for, like, this guy does not give a fuck, and then you're like, this can't be a real person. You know what I mean? I don't know. The movie was really cool. It was well done. I enjoyed it. So, yeah, pass.
Yay! Thank you.
Oh, yeah. 100 poissons.
Oh!
Universal
poissons.
Pass.
Quoi?
And I enjoyed that it was delivered to me in English.
Yes, you watched it dubbed.
On your second viewing.
Cannot do that.
I watched it the first time the right way. So.
I absolutely hate dubbing.
I don't care.
Oh, my God. All right, well, next week is the birthday boy's pick.
39.
Matt, quid pro quo.
All right, well, my movie came out in 2016, and my pick is from my safe haven of foreign movies that I always just go to. It's from South Korea, and it was directed by Yeon. Apologies to Koreans and Korean Americans and all that. I'll do my best. It was directed by Yeon Sang-ho. My movie is called Train to Busan.
And where can we watch it?
Well, you can watch it on, it's kind of like Shudder. It's an Amazon channel. It's called Hiya, where it's like kung fu, like shit and all like that. Or you can rent or buy, or you could.
It's an excellent movie, so you should just buy it.
Yeah, rent or buy.
All right, great. Well, we are at Quad Pro Quo Pod across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. Well, you can suggest a theme month on our website or via social media, and please rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. And until next week, au revoir. Thank you for listening. Merci.
Bye.